all the major ones, let's put it that way.
Okay. For example, I put down the HPRP.
Uh-huh.
Based upon, I believe, we will still have expenses. We may not have. But regardless, we're going to have the revenues if we have the expenses. So the 25,000, number one, that you see there,
that has to have
a revenue.
So, and it's not.
Same thing as with the EM Com grant, that's 40 grand.
Okay, so you're going to revenue something doing that right now then?
I'm looking at the expenses and make sure you guys feel comfortable with expenses. If you do, then we'll go over into revenue lines.
Okay, so like the HPRP.
And if we get the $400,000 that I put as an expense on the CopTech grant, we'll probably get back 60% of that. Because we, at the end of the year, the last quarter, we won't get that until the following year, 2013, I don't think. And it's really an appropriation from Congress. They call it a grant, but...
So you want me to budget 240,000 revenues?
I said that. But if it's 75%, though, it would be 300.
Yeah. I thought you said 60.
I did. And then I did my math better.
So what is HPRP, then, you're going to put in there?
He's building revenues, Jim.
Well, I'm going to put it in mine, too, so I can match it.
25.
Even, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why don't we let him go through the grants? And I mean, he could ask the Sheriff's Department regarding these different ones. I just assumed when we put him in, we were doing the revenues too, so that's my fault.
So let's, what grant, the...
if you look in revenues, 101-84-007.
Yeah, I put that one in there.
Put that one in there, 25,000.
Right.
Okay. I didn't put anything in the next line, but then the emergency communications grant, 84-011-60. And that is Chris's, I believe.
Right.
So I probably need to talk to him and look at his 137, see if there's anything in it first, I guess. Then I'm down 84024.
Hold on, what did you decide about that revenue? That one.
I'm going to look at that one. Well, I guess.
Okay.
I did ask Melissa the other day if she had any information. She told me that she didn't have anything. In fact, I sent two or three emails trying to get her to give me some estimate. She never did. Would you remember? He's included $50,000 in his grant line. So we need to include $50,000 revenue someplace. I think if I put it down, there's another emergency management grant line down at the bottom.
Which one do you want to put it in then?
And I'll tell you just a minute when we get there.
Pardon?
Is that difference you said? 101-90-015.
Okay, how much you have in there?
9,000. That's what he's getting. Yeah, expense line.
Ron?
No, I don't know
that. I got it in there. I'll just tell him. Ron, we added a $50,000 grant revenue to 101, second from the bottom, 101.
I'm on 114.
I have it highlighted. If you want to come back to it.
I will.
Okay, keep on going, Rick.
Okay.
What about the communications grant he was talking about?
Yeah, I don't.
Should bring that in mind?
I don't have any information. Don't know we've got that expense in place. So.
I think we're going to have to add.
Let me see if I've got anything. Look at 114, see if there's anything that matches it, because I try to match it with the expense to revenue line every time. They've got 40,000 there, so let's put 40,000 there.
What line are we talking about again?
Taney County Branch Emergency Communication
very quickly.
Okay, that's way up at the top, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's worse than
40,000?
Try everybody back to this
line.
84011. But 40,000.
That's what I want to do, except in a different way. I just want to just.
Okay.
I can't grant reimbursement.
You mean a lot of time? Okay, I see it.
We leave it or half that it was there to get there.
We took 13,000. Well, we got 13,000 last year. They 11
except those. That
we find out what the greatest. Like
whatever
it is. 84024.
Whatever it is. Everybody. I mean,
we don't have any expenses there, so let's.
Cops grants 84025.
We budgeted 400.
So put 300 there?
No,
put 400?
No, I'm saying put 300.
We're going to put 300. Okay.
I would guess if it's tracking right now on this money, we probably will have 400,000. That's what we get because it looks like the under what we should have done in our
I'm going to put 300. Okay.
Okay. Brian Grant.
Yes.
$35,000.
That's what I'm saying.
$35,000. Okay. What else you got?
I'm switching back and forth here. Energized Communities Grant,
we did not put anything in there. Isn't that our energy fund? Still wouldn't be anything in there.
Well, I don't think
did we put the money in the budget for what we're contracted to pay out, and will that be taken out of the 2012 budget or the 2011 budget?
Half and half.
It has started. We've taken some of it out already.
Do we have it in as an expense?
We do.
Okay, so it's got lined in already.
Yeah, already have it listed in here.
Where did you put that in?
I'll the stick the grant, yeah.
That's one of my questions that I have.
Yeah. What's the next grant you have in your revenue?
I've got...
You guys work on the grants. On the
Sheriff Association grant. MJCCG grant.
$30,000 in that one.
MJCC, okay, $30,000.
Are you still in 101?
Yes, sir. And then one of the grants that we don't have any money in is Energize, the Byron grant, the Association grant, but we haven't seen money from that in a while.
Which line are you on, Jim?
I'm now 84024, the ICAC grant reimbursement. We didn't put anything in there for that.
That's because it's done. That's the Internet Crimes Against Children grant.
Okay.
Let me give you a little bit of a dilemma that Sheriff came by and talked to me yesterday about this deputy sheriff's salary, supplemental salary thing. You guys are aware of that, right?
Right. We have legal review in it.
Evidently, they released 6 months of that money. And Jim is applying for that grant, which
right.
We should try to do that if we can.
But the grant, it doesn't come to the county, does it? It goes to the...
Well, we're waiting for legal review.
It goes to the employees.
And I think it will. And so it will probably have to come into the county and go back out of the county. And I would probably run it in and out of one line, so it's because it will be a reimbursement. Because the reason I want to do it that way, Ron, is because I don't want to budget those officers $30,000 so that and Jimmy agreed with that. You know, we don't want to budget them $30,000 because they may not get $30,000, especially if it's 6 months thing. So
our hope is, Rick, to create a line that will house those funds. That will house funds for jailers.
Are they in too?
No, but they are their job right now is contingent upon whether or not we have a number of people in that facility. When it drops to a certain point, they're not there. Yeah. Unless the commission voices different opinion than what they told Jimmy to start with.
Well, my thing is, he's on a tight timeline and council hasn't got it back to us yet. So, council had it 2 days ago and...
I don't know what you're talking about.
By the way, we're scheduled for a budget hearing next Wednesday, and yet that is also the same time that they're having the bridge.
We got to cancel.
Danny Tomo. Yeah. We could be here for 2-3 hours, but we need to go to that.
It starts at 11.
So, Wednesday.
The Grand, what? Danny Tomo Bridge? The Tuesday. Is it
Tuesday? Grand
opening. Wednesday, Grand opening, yeah.
Just go walk away.
But it starts. Does it start at the Keter Center?
No, it starts at the Pigeon Center.
Okay.
The Fall Creek Room. So because
I might have put that wrong.
You can be in there and look at the bridge because if the weather's bad, you can still have it. You can still see it. The night before,
you pretend open. You're walking on it.
Correct. Well, the night before it's open to pedestrian traffic, the next morning there'll be a little caravan across to open it. So, pomp and circumstance. It's music, a band. Who knows? And they're going to open the other bridge same day. The 248 Divergent Diamond will be done also. You know, over by the chamber? Mm-hmm. That's all going to be open the same day, they're saying. Okay, we basically put in those grants in there and gave us about $500,000 in revenues.
Now, can I get you to spot that back to me because you've got it right there?
I sure can.
You're starting on line.
We'll start with
grant. Let me guess. 007, 25.
Yes.
011, is that 40?
Yes. 026 is 300.
By the way, our payments in lieu of taxes are being assaulted again. 026 is how much?
300. And we have expenses for 400, but that's 75%.
I don't know. 026 shouldn't be 300.
That's the 75%.
I don't think that's where it goes. I think it's up under 025.
025 is where I could be.
So put 300 there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't show anything for the tech grant then, is that correct?
That should be 300,000. For you.
Okay, so you put 300 twice?
025 is 300.
Is the tech grant.
And then zero, or the next one's 20 already in there.
Okay. 024 is what?
Zero.
Zero.
Oh, I had the right number. I just read you the wrong number. I was wrong. I was wrong. I thought I was
you
wrong.
Just thought you were wrong?
But I was right. Mm-hmm. I was wrong about being wrong.
Yeah. What a mistake.
Two wrongs make a right?
For me, it does. I learned the math. Okay, so 025 is 300.
Yes.
026 is 35.
026 is 20.
You have 35 on the expense side.
No, we get that on a quarterly reimbursement. Now, we can put the full thing in there if you want, but we're not going to get it if we have the grant.
They actually have the grant now. If we're that far behind, they work out to be the full amount.
35, okay, instead of 20.
Then 045. I have 30.
Look at your
045, I show 30.
Okay.
Is that what you show?
Yeah, I got mine wrong. We'll get this all out of your mouth.
Which line is it, guys?
045.
NJCCG.
35. 40, which is
30. And then go down to the very second from the bottom, 015.
Well, I don't have an 015 second. On the second page, yeah. Okay. Emergency management?
That's 50.
We're going to get that all within the calendar year, Rick?
Right now,
I want to budget what we're going to get.
They owe us a lot, so if we should get that next year. Their calendar year is different than ours. I think the calendar year they work on is starts in either June or July, one or the other.
50? Okay, I've got it in. I want to go back up.
Can I ask one question? Sale of county property, is that real estate or is that personal property?
Personal property.
Okay, we show we didn't get anything in 11, and I know we did.
But that's because this was probably...
This report didn't happen except before then.
Is 5,000 a number? It shouldn't be more than that? I mean, every auction we've had is more than 5,000.
What was line is that again?
007 from the bottom.
if we sell.
Right.
I'll leave it.
It's a derby.
I'll leave it. Okay, Ron, you've been updated.
Now, let's go up to line 101-85027.
85027, yes, sir.
We should put back in $100,000 there.
I have 120. Put 100?
You guys already did that? 120?
120 is already in there. That's what I had in there already.
No, I get zero.
Okay.
This was.
And I think
she's going to give us 100, is what she said.
Okay, so put 100 then.
I thought she told me 120. Okay.
Then let's get 120.
What do you want to put in there?
100.
100.
She gives us 180. We'll be 80 to the good. How's that?
Okay, I put 100.
Do you have any of those other lines that have monies?
Recorder has 50.
We're anticipating 50.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I know that.
And the sheriff has told us to put in 150 for the sheriff fees.
No, the sheriff hasn't told us that. That's an estimate.
We put in 125.
Okay. No offense. You mentioned it, and I put it in the note. Rick says sheriff concurred.
Well, he may have concurred. He didn't give me that number.
Okay, so he can't concur. Then what number is it put in there?
So 150 is what.
Can we run through what you have in the computer and what I have that Rick has? Start at the top. I see emergency management is 4,000. Nothing for ICAC, 300,000.
Okay, hold on. I went way to the top. I should go to the far.
Sorry.
Top.
You want to start at the
top? No. You tell me. I have numbers and a lot of stuff.
Let's start at the very top.
8,200.
And I got 8,000.
What do you want to put?
I'll put 8,200. That's fine.
316,000.
And I've got 300,000. Oh, I know what we did. We went back through this, Jim, and we put in the figures that I turned in. And what you've got is
what we've messed with. Whatever. We've already messed with those. What do you want me to do?
All right, let me look over here on this one.
All right.
Start over. 82, 316, 136.
Uh huh.
75, 10, 300, 100, 15, 21, 5.7 million, 1, 425. Down here we get 500, we get 35.
Wait, stop on that. I have one of the HPRP grant is 25,000.
Okay, let me change it on this sheet. Right, I'm going to 1 minute. 25,000. Got it.
Okay, then 500.
Got it.
Then 40.
Don't have it. Okay, that's
a good, communication grant.
And I've got it.
Okay, 34. 120,
yes.
3,
yep.
4,
yep.
300.
Where's the 300?
300,000.
Where?
The cops grant.
Okay, right. Cops tech grant reimbursement. Got it.
35.
That's under the EM Burns. That
yes.
26.
Yep.
35.
Then go down a while. It's 30,000 on the MJCCG grant.
Nice. Got it.
Then we go down a little further to the transfer from tax maintenance, 100, then 50, then 150 from sheriff fees. But what number should we put there? Okay, 150. Then $750, 900,000, 2,000. Skip a line, 600,000, 40,000, skip two lines, 40,000, 10,000, 20,000, 500, skip three lines, 60,000, skip a line, 50,000, 8,000, 10,000, 20,000, 15,000, skip a line, 5,000, 70,000, 500, 50,000, 10,000.
Reimburse emergency management, 50,000.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Your total is 10,909,450.
Correct.
Now, let me have that total again there.
$10,909,450.
$450.
Correct.
of this thing. Increased by how much?
480.
Hmm?
480.
Well, on the renewed figures that we had, I'm off a little bit, so we're going to go back and go through all of them, but I got 450 to 300. My estimate's different than what Rick's 2012 revenues estimate was. And we will find out. Okay, so that's good.
Now what?
Well,
we're still at $5,400,000.
I would like to talk about whatever it is that you have discussed with council that
pursue
make a decision on.
She wants to send a letter of intent, and so we need to make sure we got the wording just right, because this will start a possible firestorm, hopefully not.
That hurts whenever
I don't say it here. Is your earpiece loose?
Yeah, and I hate to lose it. Absolutely, has two hairs on it.
Exactly. Well, then,
Hillary would be there.
Let us take a break and get that done, because that was something Pat and I worked on yesterday. So.
You
want
recess or
go ahead? I'm going to go to executive. Motion to go to executive. Persona 610.021.3?
Mm-hmm.
Not 3.
Well, we're going to talk contract at the same time?
Yeah, what do we got? Yeah, and I'm sorry, yeah. 3 and 12?
You guys don't call me if I got bigger voice.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Emily.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I will second that motion.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
Just 3. Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. He said just subsection 3.
Okay.
Because it's people.